BuzzFeed, America has 14,000 golf courses and 6,000 refugees waiting at the border. By Warner Todd Houston on December 14, 2018. A BuzzFeed writer attempted to illustrate the largesse of America by pointing out that the United States has enough golf courses to give each illegal alien in Tijuana more than two golf courses each. In a Thursday apologia for open borders, BuzzFeed writer Kari Peterson-Smith scolded America for wasting its money and resources on things like golf instead of spending it all on illegals. For instance, the writer says the worries over illegal aliens taxing our system is little else but a calculated misdirection, because anyone concerned about these issues shouldn't be worried about asylum seekers stuck at the border. The source of these problems is much closer to home. So, what is the problem closer to home? A plethora of golf courses. Though it may not feel this way to its many inhabitants who struggle to get by, the United States is a place of plenty, not scarcity. One illustration of the country's wealth is the number of golf courses it boasts. There are, astoundingly, 14,794 golf courses in the United States. According to the National Golf Foundation, more than twice the number of the roughly 6,000 individuals currently in Tijuana seeking asylum. Yes. There are enough golf courses in the United States for every adult and child asylum seeker in Tijuana to have their own entire course, and there would still be nearly 9,000 left over. Peterson-Smith then goes on to lament that the migrant caravanners are trapped in Tijuana because of the racist and false beliefs Americans have about these would-be immigrants. But Peterson-Smith indulges a lot of conflation with an attack on an America that he thinks isn't generous enough to law-breaking illegals. For instance, throughout the piece, he conflates the economic migrants piling up in Tijuana, Mexico, with legitimate asylum seekers. Few of the illegal aliens piling up at the southern border are true asylum seekers. A recent government report found that 91% of asylum claims being made by these illegals are bogus. He also conflates the reticence of the Trump administration to throw the borders wide open for these so-called migrant caravan people as some sort of proof that the U.S. does not allow immigrants to enter the U.S. but the two have nothing to do with each other. There are some 6,000 to 7,000 illegals at the border, most making false asylum claims, but the U.S. allows 1 million legal immigrants to enter the U.S. every year, including tens of thousands of real asylum seekers. Peterson-Smith ends saying, "The people who have made desperate voyages to the border are potential friends and neighbors, not threats. Their arrival should inspire a conversation about inequality in the United States and the kind of politics that can provide all of us with what we need and deserve. But the truth is, few of these people want to be our friends and neighbors. What they really want is higher paying jobs so they can send billions back to their home countries. Each year, Mexicans living in the U.S., for instance, send $69 billion of our dollars out of the country and down to relatives in Mexico. That is essentially $69 billion in unacknowledged foreign aid paid for by Americans. And that is just the Mexican immigrants. Others send even more. Now, according to a report by Kaiser University, America spends $70 billion annually on that wasteful and racist golf industry that BuzzFeed hates so much. So, if we stopped allowing immigrants to send money out of the country, we would have just as much, if not more, to spend on the comfort of illegals as we would if we suddenly canceled the golf industry and used that money on illegals instead." Funny that Peterson-Smith does not suggest that immigrants take care of their own fellows right here in the U.S. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.